This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Imagine if you're living in a beautiful house and all of a sudden you were told that there is a main pillar within the house that is about to collapse. It has been damaged and requires repair. Will you live within that house peacefully? The most important pillar in our lives is salah, your daily prayers. If it is strong, your Islam is strong. And if you're weak, the entire house of Islam, the Iman itself, could collapse. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "As-salah 'ibaduddin. Man aqamaha faqad aqama ad-din wa man hadamaha faqad hadama ad-din." That salah is the main pillar, the backbone of this religion. Whoever had established it had established the entire religion, and whoever had demolished it had demolished the entire deen, which means that when you pray consistently and when you stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you pray with full faith that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given you this system to cleanse you and to bring about peace and tranquility into your life. Tranquility is one of the main conditions for establishing the salah. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam one day saw a man in the masjid praying on a haste, and subhanallah, after he finished, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told him, "Idhhab wa salli fa innaka lam tusalli." Go and pray, for you did not pray. The man prayed yet again. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam repeated the same thing, "Go and pray, for you did not pray." The man prayed again for a second time or a third time, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told him the same thing. Then the Prophet ﷺ taught him how to pray, and he taught him one of the main pillars of the prayers, one of the main conditions for the prayers to be accepted and to be performed properly, established. Iqamat al-deen, iqamat al-salah, is tranquility, subhanAllah al-azim. The Prophet ﷺ stressed this point to an extent that he interrupted the man 3 times, telling him that he did not pray. Imagine with me another thing. Another scenario. Imagine if you have traveled in the future and all your past actions were presented before you, and you were given the chance to go back in time and correct that which you have done wrong. Will that not be something really all of us would want to happen? Definitely. But this is not the case on the Day of Judgment. Once you're there, you will not be given the opportunity to go back and correct what you have done. Subhanallah al-Azim, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us in the Quran, يَوْمَ يُكْشَفُ عَنْ سَاقٍ وَيُدْعَوْنَ إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ فَلَا يَسْتَطِعُونَ وَيُدْعَوْنَ إِلَى السُّجُودِ فَلَا يَسْتَطِعُونَ. On that day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring about the reality. The Day of Judgment will uncover the truth that many people have rejected back in the days. Then people will be invited to prostrate, sujood, فَلَا يَسْتَطِعُونَ, but they will not be able to do so, subhanAllah al-Azim. Some people, of course, those who were praying regularly, those who took prayers seriously, they will happily prostrate. But those people who did not during the lifetime, they will not be able to do so. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continue in this verse that on that day their eyesights will be so humbled and they will be so exhausted. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the same verse said that they used to be invited to pray 5 times a day while they were able to, when they were healthy, when they had the ability to do so, but they didn't. So my dear respected brothers and sisters in Islam, change your perspective about salah. We were created body and soul. And subhanAllah al-Azim, our soul deep inside yearning for connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and salah comes from the Arabic word sila, means connection. Our soul yearns that connection. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ خُلِقَ هَلُوعًا. Human beings were created anxious by nature. We're anxious, we're worried. And then he said that when evil touches us, we are impatient. When something bad happens in our lives, we are impatient. We can't take it. And when goodness approaches, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with goodness, we withhold that goodness. We wanted it only for ourselves. إِلَّا الْمُصَلِّينَ. Except those who pray, except those who maintain their prayers. So if you want peace, if you don't want anxiety, prayer is the solution. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those people who pray, appreciate the prayers, and establish that connection through the prayers with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that on the day of judgment, when we are commanded to prostrate, we wouldn't find it difficult, insha'Allah. Ameen, ameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.